Governor Walker expresses hope that Haines' loss of a state trooper isn't permanent, and the Chilkoot Culture Camp comes back to life. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Alaska Governor Bill Walker says he hopes the shutdown of Haines' trooper post is not a long-term solution. But the head of troopers says right now he has no plans to reinstate the position. The lack of a clear answer may further confuse Haines' exploration of an expanded police service area. Walker was in Haines on July 29th. It was his first visit since the borough lost its only Alaska State Trooper several months ago. In a brief interview, Walker said the main challenge the troopers are facing is in recruitment.
The funding's there, we just can't find the troopers. We just can't find the folks that fill in the positions that meet the qualifications and make it through the academy.
Walker says the state is about 20 troopers short right now.
And it's not a matter of necessarily shifting it onto local municipalities. We just don't have the troopers is the problem. And so I hate to say it, some areas that really have a lot of require a lot of law enforcement activity to kind of get the attention. And so I know that's not the long-term solution.
Walker saying it's not a long-term solution seems contrary to statements from the trooper division.
Do you see closing the trooper post in Haines as the long-term plan for that position?
Right now, like I said, we're always fluid. We're always evaluating.
That's Colonel Hans Brinke. He inherited Haines' trooper decision from his predecessor, James Cockrell.
Right now, I don't have any intention of putting someone back into Haines, but we always have to evaluate. And then, like I said early on, if the recruitment efforts are extremely successful, we're able to fill all of our positions, the funding comes back to where we can actually hire additional people, we will always evaluate the needs of the communities that are out there.
This puts Haines leaders in a difficult position. The local police department is only funded to serve a small portion of the borough, the townsite service area. So the assembly is looking into creating an expanded police service area. That would pay for law enforcement response in areas previously served by the trooper.
Would that lower the chances of the troopers reinstating the position in Haines?
Well, if they're going to be responsible for it and they've accepted that responsibility, that would be a decision point that we would have to take into consideration.
Brinke's message was that a lot of things have to work out for Haines Post to come back. In addition to the troopers' recruitment problems, Haines has a comparatively low crime rate, and the state doesn't have a long-term financial plan. Governor Walker also put blame on that.
You know, we don't have a full fiscal plan, and that's what we need. We're living off of savings, so until we get the fiscal gap, not necessarily completely closed, but at least have the structure in place for it to become closed, we'll look again at those issues.
The discussion about how to deal with Haines' trooper loss continues at an assembly committee meeting tonight. In Haines, I'm Emily Files. More tourists will come to Alaska next summer on cruise ships. Research by Wells Fargo Securities predicts about 6% growth from this summer's number, which is a little more than 1 million passengers. The company projects growth from 5 to 10% in other markets around the world. The numbers are based on capacity, not tickets booked. Cruise Lines International Association Alaska President John Binkley says they're following the money.
Most of these are publicly traded companies, so they're looking at where they can take these assets, the ships, and move them to the destination where they're able to get the best return on investment for their shareholders. And right now, Alaska is popular, and people want to travel to Alaska, so that allows them to charge a little higher price because there's a high demand.
Binkley says factors include Alaska-based reality TV shows, interest in the Arctic, and strong marketing. He also says many tourists consider the state to be safe and secure.
Some geopolitical problems around the world in some areas cause people to want to go to a domestic location that's exotic, like Alaska, rather than a foreign destination where the perceived safety might be in question.
Binkley expects growth to continue into the 2019 season, though he doesn't have the numbers yet. Along the banks of the Chilkoot River near Haines, there's an old culture camp that stood empty for years. But recently, a group of young people decided to revitalize the traditional camp. The Chilkoot Indian Association and the Haines Public Library worked together this year and last to put on the event. A few minutes before feasting on fish and berries, the 15 or so culture camp kids line up in front of a crowd of family and friends. Leader Heather Powell asks them what they want to teach their future grandkids.
How to live off the land.
How to live off the land.
I want my grandkids to know that no matter what, everything happens for a reason and that they will be accepted.
When we very first started camp, we asked the students, what do you want your grandchildren to know?
That's Powell.
My name is Heather Powell. I'm a Tlingit language teacher. I come from Huna. I'm a Chukan Sha, grandchild of the Kanachtedi and Tliknakadi.
Powell has spent much of her summer teaching Tlingit language and traditional skills at culture camps.
They say when your language goes, your culture is soon to follow. But in this camp, we heard many of these kids take that commitment very serious, to continue learning, to continue trying, to not be afraid to fail or make mistakes, to keep looking forward even when they do make mistakes. And I think that's comforting.
Powell is one of the camp counselors with ties to this gathering place. She says some of her relatives helped Austin Hammond with the inception of the Chilkoot Culture Camp decades ago. Ted Hart tells the story of why Hammond started the camp.
And he kept having this dream. There's these tables full of food out, but no one was eating it. He's trying to figure out what it meant. But finally he figured out, you got to tell these people that it's okay to go to the table and start eating the food. He had to bring them in. He had to tell them to come to where they're needed. So he created this culture camp for the kids.
Hart is with the Chilkoot Indian Association.
My Tlingit name is Aktutsin.
He's one of the people who helped bring this camp back to life. He says he kept driving by, seeing it empty.
And I just felt it was really important to get these kids together, working towards putting up food and respecting the land. And we're all creating future leaders right now.
It's the tradition of how we learn and how it used to be and how we talked to animals and stuff.
That's 11-year-old Douglas Adams. He talks about one memorable experience from the camp.
This carver named Wayne Price, when he first got here, he adds these paddles that we did. And then after that, we took this big canoe. It's red and black, and it's right there, and it's on the side of the building. And so we took it out, and we walked it, and we started singing a Tlingit song. And then we got out there. We started canoeing and singing and having fun out there, and everyone liked it. And it's really tradition for me to be here, and I want to learn all about the culture of what we used to be.
Well, I really like culture, and I like learning about different cultures, so that kind of intrigued me.
Matilda Rogers is almost 13 years old. This is her first culture camp.
My favorite part is probably when we would probably actually listening to the stories that our grandparents had to tell us, because it was really interesting to learn like what they have like seen and, yeah, like how they grew up.
My name is Smith Katzik Sr.
Katzik is one of a handful of elders who told stories and shared knowledge at the camp.
It just makes my heart beat. It's like life coming back.
Camp organizer Ted Hart says the Chilkoot camp is part of a cultural resurgence in Haines.
The culture has been pretty quiet around here. previous years. But we're, you know, we're making steps to getting stronger. The culture is important to anyone that walks this land.
Hart and the other organizers hope to keep the culture camp alive in years to come. They say the children are already talking about next year. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.